The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Got an email here. And remember, you can always reach out to us. And the email is email@DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. email@DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. This guy says, keep me anonymous, please. I got to say that I had to share something that happened to me in high school. I was auditioning for a Shakespeare play.
Been there.
Now, I got the part, but then I had to go in for a costume fitting. The tights revealed more than they accounted for.
Mm.
Now, I've always been a short fella, about 5'5". The whole theater department learned that day what I lack in height.
I make up for
in size.
Jesus.
They actually told me I couldn't have the part because that was too distracting.
Jeez. What a terrible thing to have to share with a radio show, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's really hard to talk
Please
about that.
Please don't say my name.
So brave.
My penis is so big.
Announced.
Anybody else ever have to turn down a Shakespeare part because their Johnson's too big?
It's real something. I'll tell you, that didn't happen when I auditioned for Shakespeare.
Chuck got all the parts.
I would never take a part with tights.
I was just going to say, a man with tights is the most,
it's disturbing,
most unattractive thing that there could possibly be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that wear tights. Yeah, my jeans are becoming tights.
Why?
Guys work out in tights constantly.
No, yeah. They're not those kind of tights. But that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know you're talking about old world, you know, Shakespearean tights.
I don't see anything obnoxious when I go to the gym.
You know, it's not like guys are wearing white tights with a little poofy skirt around it to work out.
And most guys that wear those to the gym wear shorts over top.
Yeah, that's what I see too.
You can't be just rocking Peter Pan pants.
No, you can't.
No.
You really can't. But this guy said that, so he was called Three-Legged Romeo for a while.
Not bad. Not a bad
name.
And
he actually, he said it worked out in my favor. I was pretty popular with the girls after that in high school.
Of course.
That was his embarrassing bulge story.
I have to write in and talk about my giant wiener.
Yeah.
That's so funny to me.
I have a hard time sleeping at night because of something that happened to me.
Like, I never grew tall, but I got a big old Johnson.
Yeah, I did grow, though. Yeah, I never grew tall, but I grew long.
That sounds like a sign you put in your kitchen.
Well.
Grew long.
Well, you know what? That's the kind of guy I'm happy for.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because
your traits and everything, attributes balance out, right?
The universe,
so he's 5'5". The universe was like, we got to give him a big old Johnson.
That's it. Universe gives and takes.
Wandering around out there, 5'5". Mm-hmm.
Some of the most gorgeous people on earth are the dumbest people on earth.
Yeah.
It gives and take. It's very rare when someone's like drop dead and then they're also just like an incredible genius. Smart.
A lot of people don't have it all.
Yeah.
Okay, so name a gorgeous genius.
Gorgeous genius.
Natalie Portman, right? She's super smart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's
gorgeous.
Really bright.
Is that Gal Gadot? She seems like she's pretty bright.
I'm going to just say she's bright.
Okay.
In case she ever hears it.
Isn't Claire Danes part
of Claire Danes?
Oh,
is very
Claire
smart.
Danes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, but.
She got to go now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of men. I don't know.
There's no men.
Would you put
no
Brad
men.
Pitt into that category?
No.
No. He's a stoner.
Yeah.
He's a stoner. No,
he's would be fun
he
to hang
things.
Around.
Yeah.
But.
Like a genius.
There's not a lot
genius.
Of
a handsome male genius.
Mm. I don't really think there is any.
You guys are sitting in a room with one right now.
Madam James.
I'm like, did you say my name? Handsome genius?
Yeah.
James.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of genius.
More perfect adjectives.
Don't you think?
Like Dolph Lundgren. Is he incredibly bright? Dolph Lundgren from the Rocky movies?
Dolph Lundgren's not very bright, I don't think.
Are we missing out on something?
Let's find out if
Let's
he's
Google
a genius.
Dolph Lundgren, what, smart? What am I going to...
See if he's a genius somehow, I guess. Like education. I think he was foreign.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's Swedish, right?
Yeah, he came like right over here, and he was He-Man and didn't speak English.
He received a degree in chemical engineering from the Royal Institute of Technology and a master's degree in chemical engineering from the University of Sydney. He also holds the rank of third Dan Black Belt and was the European champion. He could be a handsome genius.
Jesus. He-Man.
Are these honorary degrees?
No, like the actual degrees. These were in the early 80s.
Yeah, this is before he was even like a star.
Good for you, Bill.
He's a filmmaker, martial artist, and chemical engineer.
Huh.
Martial artist is the most impressive thing in that list, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, that comes up. Is Dolph Lundgren a genius?
Huh. Whoa.
You'd think he'd pick a smarter
movie.
He's
got a genius IQ, 160.
IQ of 160.
That's crazy.
Another guy is Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon's real smart.
Is he really smart?
A list of eight celebrity geniuses.
Okay, let's see who are attractive.
And see who else makes the list who's like super, super duper smart.
Because like celebrities can be geniuses, but then they could also not like, you know.
Be like super hot or whatever.
Exactly.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, because Conan's Harvard or something.
Yeah, like would it shock you if like Steve Buscemi was really like a genius?
Right.
Like it wouldn't.
No.
It'd be like, that makes some sense to me.
You got
to
be brains if you're going to have a Buscemi face.
Right.
Got to give you something. Got to hope for something.
Face. Reggie Jackson is on here.
Okay.
He has a 160 IQ.
Uh-huh.
Madonna is on here.
Mm. Whoa.
IQ of 140.
Unexpected.
That is unexpected. Steve Martin. I've always thought he was a pretty intelligent dude.
Yeah.
You can tell.
But
he's
not hot.
Into music. Right. Yeah, like exactly.
He's the hot guy.
Yeah, okay. We're looking at
Quentin Tarantino. He's not. Here. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino, not hot. James Woods. He's an IQ of 180.
Jesus. James Woods is pretty smart.
There's Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
Celebrity genius number six.
He's leading the way right now.
He is when it comes to looks. Nolan Gould, the little guy from Modern Family.
Yeah, there's
IQ
the book. The book's still out on him. Wait till until he gets a little bit older.
I think he's in his 20s now.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. And that's it.
Yeah, they only...
Dolph Lundgren is the
they gave
most attractive.
They said the top, whatever, eight, and then they only gave you four, and there was no link to go to the next part of it.
Wouldn't it be funny to get cards made with your name on it, and then underneath your name it's a gorgeous genius?
Listen, if you're a gorgeous genius, you might as well do it.
I'd be passing them out.
There you go.
Call me.
Might have heard of me.
I'm a gorgeous genius.
It's official.
Someone said Aisha Carrera is a genius.
Huh.
James Franco.
James Franco, really?
Yeah,
well, that's a shock to me.
He went to
Bradley Cooper, huh?
Is Bradley Cooper smart?
I don't know.
He loves his mom a little weirdly. I have to say, and Shakira apparently has a genius IQ. If that's true, that she would be the hottest, don't you think? If Shakira's a genius,
because she's a sex symbol. You know what I mean? Like she's a sex symbol.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren isn't really a sex symbol. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand now. Looking back, you're like, oh yeah, Dolph Lundgren was, I guess, an attractive guy in shape.
Mm.
But like Shakira will stop you in your tracks.
She could be used as like a spy.
Exactly.
She's so hot.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
Huh.
And someone else said Kesha has a high IQ.
Shakira has a 140 IQ.
That's bright.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny. Her picture is here on this website, but maybe she wasn't included in the final cut.
Well, yeah, that's just it. They just forgot to write the rest of the article.
Well,
Shakira for now takes the top spot as most gorgeous brainiac.
Yeah.
She's got it all.
Yeah. I would say, is 140 enough to be a genius though? Like 180,
smart,
when you're talking about like, you know, James Woods or whatever, like 180 to me is like, okay.
That's crazy.
Okay,
crazy.
I'm Googling IQ considered genius. Any score over 140 is considered high,
but
over 160 is considered
that's
genius.
What I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So there are some incredibly
really smart
people, you know.
Yeah, so.
But you get up there in that 160. Like, what do you think Elon Musk's IQ is? He's got a photographic memory. You know, it's like those guys that have like a photographic memory and stuff like that. What a
well, that's
life
advantage.
I wouldn't want to hang out with Elon Musk. No thanks.
Well, no, I'm not saying to hanging out with him
is fun.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, like
his IQ get too smart at 155, just really? A little bit below genius.
Oh, huh? Wow.
That's crazy to me because he looks like he's figuring everything out when he thinks on one thing. Like, he just is like, his brain looks like it works differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I'm like, Jesus. I couldn't hang out with him either, though. I'd be like, Elon, stop. Stop it, Elon. I can't think about it anymore. You're scaring me, Elon. It's all space and goddamn simulations and can't we hang out as bros, man?
I'd love to hang out with him.
You don't think it would get a bit much after a while, Chuck?
No.
I'd like to hang out with him, but I wouldn't like to be his roommate or something. Could you imagine? Well,
my gosh, his roommate?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd always be telling you how you're doing things wrong. Like, that's not how you're supposed to open up a can of beans, James. You're doing it the wrong way.
Yeah. That's not as efficient as you.
That's the most inefficient way to open up a can of beans.
He wouldn't say it that fast. It would be so slow because he talks the way he talks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be
like, James.
Yeah, Elon, what's up, man? You want some of these beans? I'm making some chili.
I was watching how you opened your can of beans and
Elon.
Judging by the time, and the tool that you chose to use,
the manual can opener that you just,
it might be. Perhaps it's easier if I show you this drawing.
Elon, do you want some of this chili or not? I don't have
I've
all day.
Designed a brand new can opener.
Okay.
Look at it here. It's powered by batteries.
It's very nice.
It's solar powered and stores its own energy. It can also change carbon dioxide into oxygen.
Do you want some of the chili?
No, I hate chili.
What the hell are you talking to me for? I'm trying to talk.
James.
What?
Smells of chili.
Yes, Elon, that is what I'm making. We're in quarantine. There's limited supplies.
Please, can you look at this PowerPoint presentation here? I've come up with something that takes smell out of the air.
I'm cooking right now. I don't care about the smells in the air. It smells amazing.
It takes all smell out of the air and replaces it with whatever smell you want.
Elon, can you tell me what the hell does that have to do with me? Whatsoever!
We're roommates.
My God.
Tonight on Elon and James.
Elon and James.
Just trying to make some chili.
That's a reality show I would watch in a heartbeat. You lock Elon Musk and James in a room together and you film it for days and days.
Oh,
like
God.
Big Brother, the Elon
James
and James.
James is building a fort out of blankets. Elon's like, you know, if you use these pillars.
Elon, don't.
To stabilize your fort.
Elon, I don't need advice on how to make a pillow fort. I've been doing it since I've been six! I'm 38! I got 32 years experience in pillow forts, Elon!
James, can you look at these architectural drawings that I came up with for what I call the perfect pillow fort?
You know what, Elon? Maybe you should go on the Joe Rogan podcast and try to smoke it to me again! That was cool! That's real entertaining, Elon.
That's where they jive. They're like, pass the joint.
Yeah, you'd have to give them a joint all the time.
That would be the best moments of the show. Yeah. It's a super chill time with James and Elon. Right.
Of course.
No, pass that baby over here. Nice, Gorilla Glue number 9.
He does get strange when he's high too.
Yeah. Scientifically rolled.
Uncomfortable.
This is the most efficient joint they've ever smoked.
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I think he thinks of the exact thing that he wants to say before he even starts talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the rest of us are just like, yeah, and then, like, that's all I do.
You're like, are you reading dot matrix in your head? Every time you answer something, you look like you're reading numbers.
I think he sees the future. All depending on what he says. Mm. You know, he's like, in 2025, the world will end if I say this the wrong way.
Mm. He does. He thinks of the outcomes. He's like, I'd have thought of 30 different alternate realities that could happen if I go one way or the other with my answer to this.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Like Doctor Strange in Infinity Gauntlet.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm all in for Elon and James.
Yeah, I'm totally.
Tonight on a new Elon and James.
James kills Elon.
Yeah. Elon, you're not allowed in the Pillow Fort, Elon.
Hello.
It doesn't have the right amount, it doesn't have the right amount of couch cushion pillows for the roof.
The volume is low in here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We talked about you can really tell what's popular and not these days if you go to a grocery store because what's left on the shelves, no one wants. So there's people that have been commenting on this online, and apparently no one wants to buy chocolate hummus, shrimp-flavored ramen, or one of James's favorites, pineapple pizza.
Jesus.
More people are tweeting photos. The hashtag is groceries left behind.
Chocolate That's actually hummus. Kind of funny.
It is really funny. I looked it up yesterday. So hashtag groceries left behind. If you want to look up, you know, at Trader Joe's, pretty much one Trader Joe's was empty, but they had chocolate hummus and buffalo hummus was the only thing in the refrigerated section left.
Jesus Christ.
It's like the Isle of the Misfit Toys.
Yeah,
that's it. Chocolate hummus? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I would know. That sounds like dessert in hell.
It's actually not that bad.
You've tried it?
Yeah, we've tried it. We've been looking for any kind of like a chocolate substitute while we're trying to get healthy. It's not the greatest, but it's not the best. It's just okay if we put a little on a strawberry, you know?
Yeah.
Chocolate hummus.
Chocolate hummus.
I love hummus, but just regular old hummus.
But it's like a chickpea, right?
Yeah, it's made with chickpeas.
And it's...
If anyone wants to chime in on this, by the way, have you seen any hashtag groceries left behind? What does no one else want that you've seen if you're out and about in the stores? 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. On a counter, a shelving system rather in a store, the only ramen left was shrimp ramen.
Well, nobody wants that.
Mm-mm.
No, come on. Shrimp ramen.
I feel like you don't even taste the flavor with the ramen. It's just salty.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you go beef, chicken, shrimp. It's all just salty ramen.
It's like a bouillon cube or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's probably, ramen's probably a, you know, it's like, you know, canned goods.
Mm.
It's one of those things that it's okay to have around.
It lasts for ever, right?
Yeah. You just need boiling water. Right.
So
I like the beef prepper ones.
Yeah, a prepper like would grab that up a long time ago.
You can add some spices and then make it your own, too.
Oh, gee.
Customize. There's a lot of things you can
I've never had it. I've never had ramen noodles.
You never had it at all?
Nah.
They were like, they're like 25 cents for a little.
Yeah, I've seen them, and it was never going to be my thing.
Yeah.
You know?
The only time I ate them, to be truthful, was when I was in college.
Yeah.
Right.
I had them, you know, all the time. I think it just kind of turned me off. I haven't really had them since then.
You can eat too many of them. Where you're like, I'll never eat you again, ramen.
Yeah.
Until there's a pandemic.
I think that's what they're designed for.
Yeah.
They're designed for you to hit a limit.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone said the only pizza left is the pineapple pizza. They showed a picture. All the pizza was cleared out, but the frozen pineapple pizzas were still there. And then at the beer section, it was like we talked about, Corona Extra.
Yeah.
Was the only beer left. That was it. Every other beer was gone. And I saw this too when I was out a couple weeks ago. Dasani was the only water left.
Yeah.
There was no bottled water except Dasani.
Dasani.
I didn't get too close to figure out exactly what was going on, but so they're at this grocery store that's right near my house. The whole bread section was gone. Like the whole, except for like, there was like a couple like loaves that were... Like, just scattered.
Were they gluten-free?
And honestly, I didn't get close, and I was like, I'm not going over there to figure out what they're all about, because I didn't need to buy them. But I was like, what happened to those? What's going on? What's going on with those?
Someone just texted that, saying at their grocery store, the only things left are gluten-free products. They said the virus appears to have killed gluten intolerance. Well, I think that the gluten-free people exist, right? The severe cases, like the celiacs.
Just not as many.
Those who are just avoiding it probably are like, well, screw that.
Yeah.
And this wasn't, I don't even think this was enough for it to be like a gluten-free section. It was legitimately like one loaf was here, one loaf was way over there, and then there's another. And I was like, what happened to them? Like, did someone see someone cough all over it? Or and they were like, don't
yeah,
touch
what are the, what's the
don't
background?
Touch that one, don't touch that one.
That's funny. So they scattered.
The only meat left at their neighborhood store was chicken necks, and they spread them out to make it look full.
So tonight we're having a nice chicken neck roasted over a fire, and then we're also going to have some chocolate hummus for dessert. Whatever the hell else that other thing was we talked about.
I see a lot of shrimp cocktails.
Shrimp ramen.
You see shrimp cocktail?
Yeah, at the grocery store that I go to. Like, so when the first thing all started to hit the fan,
yeah,
the only thing you could find in the meat department was shrimp cocktails.
Like the frozen shrimp.
Yes, frozen shrimp.
Usually, like
not even in the bags, but in like the circle, like the ones you buy for New Year's Eve.
It's usually party times, right?
When
I guess nobody's having in the mood.
Coronavirus party.
No.
Like, no.
No, you're not allowed.
Yeah.
0 points.
Virus parties.
They are 0 points.
Yeah.
I got a
someone
couple
said no one wants the organic cleaning supplies anymore. This will be the death of those
you
organic
the real
cleaning
deal.
Supplies.
Yeah.
You want to, like, it'll kill everything. Yeah. Supply,
you can't go
right?
Simple
I'm
green.
Start making some stuff and just put kill it.
Yeah. This is a waste, kill it.
This is kill it. Check this out, guys. I'm going to pour a little bit of Lisa Waze kill it on my hand to show
it's
you what.
It.
Yep, it's Lisa Waze kill it. Oh my God! It burns so bad, guys!
Oh, Jesus!
It is tearing my skin apart right now! Oh, my flesh is peeling off!
That's what I want.
Ooh. Oh,
I'll
rinse
take two
that.
Boxes of that kill it.
All the chemicals.
Yeah,
I love that.
Lisa Waze kill it now with all the chemicals.
Yeah, it's like, in order to
you
use.
You don't have corona, do you?
No. I don't have much left. It burned out my lungs.
I love the commercial.
Yeah. You don't have corona, do you? That's right.
Kill
you use Lisa Waze, kill it.
She sprays one into the air, a bunch of birds fall out of the sky.
Guys in full hazmat suits, like, that's what you need to use, even to use Lisa Waze, kill it.
Lisa Waze, kill it.
Yeah. No, I really think this will, because there was a huge, like, uptick in sales of these, you know, environmentally
organic.
Friendly, organic
right.
products.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
safe.
If they don't kill the viruses, no one wants it.
So right. It's what's funny is that when I initially was like watching, you know, because like I said, I had been planned for this whole thing months and months ago.
Yeah.
And so I would go in and I would like look. I'm like, oh, what are people buying now? And then I realized, oh, they bought all the vinegar up. You know, they're making their own like
cleaners,
home cleaner. But it's like, guess what? Vinegar's not going to do
kill corona.
It ain't killing.
Right. Kill that Rona.
You know what I mean?
You can't kill that Rona.
No.
You gotta kill the Rona with Lisa Waze, kill it.
Kill it.
She's a great idea.
Bunch of
Dave's with
fries.
Us here on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about hashtag groceries left behind, the stuff that people aren't buying during this time.
So I'm talking about things that that should have been gone that weren't. I went down to the grocery store and my girlfriend's like, hey, do we have enough condoms left? I said, no, let's grab a pack. The whole shelf was full.
Yeah.
It's a little disconcerting.
No, listen, I noticed the same thing because I was in, I think this time I was in like Target and I was checking out like the vitamin D because they say you should have vitamin D and all these different things. And I was like, okay, what things are gone? Imodium is gone. You can't get Imodium. I'm like, prenatal vitamins are gone. All these different things. But then I like walk by the condoms and there was like no one in the world is thinking about using a condom right now.
Because people that are single that need condoms aren't really out.
Right. They're not doing it.
Married people. I mean, I don't know.
But this is the thing. This is why we know there will be a baby boom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there
at the end of this because of mistakes.
Everybody's
raw
dogging
it. Make a mistake, you know? Oops. I forgot to take my pills or something.
Someone said, growing on the way.
Mm-hmm.
In Boston, I've seen in multiple stores full shelves of disgusting Manhattan clam chowder. Like New York style chowder in Boston is not selling right now. They like their regular
right
clam chowder.
A lot of complaints about the New York or Manhattan style clam chowder coming through text.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like a Manhattan. I don't like it as much as New England clam chowder.
No, I love New England clam chowder.
Yeah, me too.
What's the difference? I don't think I've had Manhattan clam chowder.
It's almost like a brothy, it's almost like vegetable soup.
Oh. Yeah, it's more red based. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The other one's like a creamy.
But clams, like that. Chowder's about to throw up.
Someone said the only bread they sell was soup, cinnamon raisin. No one's buying the cinnamon raisin bread.
I'd buy that.
Cinnamon raisin bread. I hate cinnamon raisin bread. It's like the biggest letdown of all time.
Like it.
You like raisins?
I hate
in
raisins,
it?
But I like cinnamon. I'll eat cinnamon raisin bread.
Oh my God, I won't. Not I'm like furious, not man. I'll
all
throw
the time.
A loaf.
It's not my go-to.
Right. Yeah, I don't want it in bread. I like raisins and raisin bran. That's about it.
Yeah.
Someone said work at Walmart. Oddly enough, all the chipped beef is gone.
Chipped beef is gone.
Chipped beef. Well, is chipped beef coming to can? I don't know how they sell a chipped beef.
No, it comes in a ball, doesn't it, James? You eat the chipped beef.
Last time I had it, it comes in the frozen section in the cardboard box.
Yeah. Oh.
And you take it out of the cardboard box. It's wrapped in plastic. You peel it out of the plastic. You throw it in your pan and you cook it up and eat it and enjoy.
It's good with a creamy gravy.
Well, everyone's loving their chipped beef right now.
And toast.
Jacob, what groceries have you seen left behind during this pandemic?
Ripcord. The wife asked me to pick up some Land O'Lakes butter. That's the original, and all they had left in Kroger was honey and cinnamon sugar flavored butter.
Oh, the flavored butter. Who wants the flavored butter?
Nobody.
I don't mind the cinnamon. Cinnamon butter tastes good to me.
I don't know.
On
toast.
Warm bread.
Yeah, but it's not your everyday butter.
No,
you
not
need
every
just
day
regular butter. Butter.
Yeah. You can't put it in.
Just
you
for
can't
fun.
Put it in things.
No.
No.
You know?
No. You need regular butter.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, you're screwed. Someone else said that all the men's deodorant was gone, but the women's untouched. It's probably because women prepare, right? Women probably have enough deodorant at home.
Probably.
Guys were like, damn,
yeah.
I don't have any deodorant.
Yeah. And also, I think just guys probably buy more in a panic mode. Like, not panic, but they're
smell.
Just like, I better not. Like, if this thing goes...
First thing to go is going to be my
like this. I can't run out of deodorant, guys.
No.
I can't run out of deodorant.
You stocked up?
No.
I think I've got
enough.
I've got like four sticks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like I bought probably like two packs.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, all right, well, but, and the thing is you can go and you can buy deodorant wherever. But I mean, wasn't anything on my disaster prepping plan.
No.
But I did say, like, I probably should buy one of these just in case.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
Fearful of catching the coronavirus, a 75-year-old man pointed a handgun at two women wearing face masks and gloves.
Get out of here!
Jesus!
During an encounter at a post office in Georgia.
What's funny is if you have a face mask on, that is to protect people around you in case you have it.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's the real reason to wear a mask every single day. If we all wore a mask, we wouldn't be, but he didn't understand.
No, because you can check out his mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is Harvey Territute.
Oh,
yes. Oh, my God,
look
yes.
at that mustache.
That's impressive. Yeah. That thing is wild.
Old Harvey Territute, he's 75. He was in the post office when he confronted the victims, and Territute yelled at them to get back.
Back up now!
I think if you go to the post office, there's always a chance you run into a guy like this.
You run into a Territute?
Harvey
oh,
Territute.
My God, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like an Old West sheriff.
He does.
He does.
Looks like he was born with that mustache.
Yeah.
Like
they, I came out like this.
They were like, what do we name him?
I call it my Corona catcher.
What about Harvey?
Terratooth. He looks like Harvey Terratooth. Yeah,
that's baby Harvey. He was born with a giant 1800 style mustache. Baby Harv.
So it was actually a grandmother and her 18-year-old granddaughter that were at the post office together. He screamed at them to get back.
Back up here! I got to mail this to my grandson.
Best thing you can encounter is someone in a mask, because that means they're protecting you from themselves.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Women who were not hurt during the incident told police that they were wearing medical masks and gloves when they entered the post office. But when they walked in, they were immediately met with a gun-toting Terratooth.
Oh, Terratooth.
Oh, Terratooth.
After threatening the women, Terratooth fled the post office. But not before apologizing to them, but warning them to not touch the door.
Sorry about that, but you're gross. Don't you even think about it. Don't touch that goddamn door.
A little overreaction by Harvey.
Yeah. Use your butts to get out. Use your feet.
As Terratooth drove away, one of the women took a picture of his license plate. He was then arrested at his home. Officers found him with a holstered firearm. During an interview, the old guy confessed that he did point his gun at the women because he's really afraid of catching coronavirus. Then don't go to the post office, Terratooth.
He's got postal business. He's like an old mailman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Postal business. I'm mailing every other day.
He was arrested on a felony weapons charge. He was booked into the Fulton County Jail. He was released from custody yesterday on a $1,500 bond.
Man.
Old Harvey Terratooth.
He's very scared.
I know people are on edge right now, but we can't just be pointing guns at people that we think have the Rona.
No, we don't. People aren't educated with the Rona.
Yeah, he doesn't look educated with the Rona.
No, he's
you have not. To go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and check out his mustache.
Well, he's got the same mustache as
It's like a Wild Bill Hickok type of thing.
Oh, yeah. It is for sure.
Like, he definitely should have some kind of, like, Wild Bill or, you know.
It's Old West traveling show, looks like he runs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's another old broad making news today, but I love her. She's Southside Bonnie. She had an encounter with someone about coronavirus and posted her encounter online from her car. And we put a link to this video up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is what Southside Bonnie has to say here. Take a listen.
Doing this the right way, but I just thought I'd let you all know I went to Mariano's today, minding my own business, and there were these women in line, and I had a cart, and I asked to excuse me. And because she was standing so close to everybody, I did this. She proceeded to yell at me and tell me I was crazy. What was wrong with me? This is not a pandemic. This is a political hoax. And of course, she got my Southside Polish dander up, which I should have just kept on walking. And I said, well, if you're not afraid, then why don't you volunteer and go to China and take care of people? Well, God damn it, why don't you, bitch? And I said, well, I would, except I have no money. Well, at that point, I had to walk away because I thought about my daughter working at hospitals, trying to save lives with this pandemic. And I thought, you know, this woman has no idea that I'm almost 75, but I'm from Chicago. And I will gladly tap her on the shoulder and ask her to step outside and proceed to kick her bleach blonde 50-year-old ass. That's all I got to say. God bless. Care of yourself.
Southside
Bonnie. It's a pandemic. Be careful. I love you all. Bye.
Wow.
Bonnie's great. Oh, Southside Bonnie. I love her.
She is Bonnie. She'll punch you right in the teeth.
She'll curb stomp you.
Yeah. I'm 75 and I'll
put your top of your jaw on the curb and I'll kick you in the back of the head until you're dead.
Yeah. It'll only take one. Crush your head.
She's tough.
Yeah, she's real
Chicago
tough.
Chicago Southside, don't mess around.
I wasn't expecting her to say that.
No.
I'll tap her on the shoulder, I'll take her outside and I'll rip her
face. I thought it was going in another place. I thought it was going down like, uh-oh, this is another one of those things Dave didn't watch the whole thing of.
I thought she was going to cry or something.
Because
I thought about my daughter.
Like right here, I thought. Right. I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Trying to save lives with this pandemic.
It's going to get bad.
And I thought, you know, this woman has no idea that I'm almost 75, but I'm from Chicago. And I will gladly tap her on the shoulder and ask her to step outside and proceed to kick her bleach blonde 50-year-old ass. That's all I got to say.
That's awesome.
Hey, listen, being a baseball fan and going to the ballpark whenever any of the Chicago teams are in town, but especially the White Sox.
Yeah, the White Sox.
But especially the White Sox. Yes. It's one of the scariest times in the whole ballpark.
Came here to do two things, crochet and kick some ass.
Yeah.
Looks like a ma out of yarn, bitch.
Yeah. Man, they'll fight. They'll fight at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to try this chat roulette thing here.
This is so dangerous.
This is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
He's in charge of everything. I can't do anything.
That's really scary.
He's in charge of all the sounds.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, he's in charge of the sound?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll just turn it right down right now. Here we go. It's completely up.
Oh, boy.
Don't you have to...
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is exactly what we want. We are finally going
to... Guys, we've got someone.
We've infiltrated media company.
Okay, I'm going to do random.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there I am.
Yeah.
I need to fix it a bit there. Put myself in the screen. All right, we're going on chat roulette.
Oh, this is so bad.
Let's see what we get here.
It's the first game anybody encounter here. Let's see.
Oh, someone just got me right off because probably.
Oh, I was looking for a girl. Guy looking for a girl.
Oh, there's a dong. First, there we go. Oh, second one in. Just right jerking away.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah.
It was the second one.
Yeah,
yeah,
second one
was just, you saw it.
He was fine
with
you.
A guy in a mask.
What's that?
Who knows what he's doing?
Luchador.
What up, dude? No, he didn't want to see
you.
She just said, hola, Dave.
It's funny. It's just Dave.
I don't know.
What were they going to do in their sink?
I don't know.
They click off of us.
Oh, there's just legs. You know, he was jerking it, too. It's just all. There's another.
He's on the toilet doing it.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was on the toilet.
Kinda he was like kind of sidearming it, too.
It's just, there's another guy.
Guy after guy.
Waiting to jerk it.
That's it.
That's a dude.
Another guy.
Oh, my God.
We haven't seen a girl yet.
No. Nope, there's another dong.
Oh,
goes straight to the dong.
Sorry, Lee. Sorry.
You lingered on that one a little long,
dude. Bad idea.
I'm not touching it. They're disconnecting.
Yeah, they're disconnecting.
There's a shot right between his legs.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Another guy waiting to jerk off with you right there. Hello,
they should just call it penis roulette.
There's another one.
Oh. Okay, I've seen enough.
Okay.
That is a transsexual.
That is a
transsexual. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yep, and they're fine with you, Dave.
She's still looking at me.
I know, but can you go ahead and skip?
How do I get out of it? How do I get rid of her? If she finishes on me, I will be so upset. How do I
get rid of her? Yeah, you're playing with fire.
How do I
get rid of
her? Time's running out. Time's running out.
Time's running out.
You put it away. Oh my God! How do I get out?
She's reaching for a tissue.
I can't help him.
I can't believe this.
Hit something.
Do something,
Dave.
She's gonna touch
it. No.
Dave's the
Hit the
button, Dave.
I don't know where the button is.
There's something.
So skip.
Could have just
hit something.
Oh, that's it.
Oh my God.
Dave's going to end up on another porn site. Because I think that transsexual went over to hit click record on their computer to get Dave's reaction while they were.
They're going to.
You guys aren't jerking off, are you?
No.
Don't jerk. Your hand. Let's see the hand. Put him up. No jerking. All right, you guys. Good job. You have a good day. Good to talk to you, fellas. Stay safe.
This is the craziest thing. That other one we just watched. That was like a bomb. That was like watching a bomb get disarmed. I was like, we're running out of time and sticking down.
There are no ladies on here at all.
No, we haven't seen a single lady yet.
It was kind of a lady. Yeah.
Well, we
there's two ladies.
Oh, there's two ladies.
Ladies.
Oh,
how are you doing? Hey,
they're making bread just like you did.
You cooking? You guys cooking? What's happening?
Where are they at? Are they
showing me your legs?
Where are you?
All right. You guys are drinking.
Where are you?
Nice to hear from you.
We can't.
Man,
you guys stay safe. Stay safe over there. And
where do you think they are?
I don't know. They look like they're somewhere foreign.
Yeah, you look
like
probably
UK.
Where are ladies at? Can you speak English?
They seem UK.
Deutsch?
Yeah, it seems like UK.
Germans.
Oh, they're talking to me, but
you can't.
I don't want to listen. All
what
right,
is she yeah, making?
Lisa had some reason.
I got invested in that one.
What a roller coaster ride.
We're going back
show.
To the 90s or the early 2000s.
Oh,
doing
early 2000s.
That, that was another jerker.
Yeah.
I'm on there with these people. He was in the shower.
Wow.
What was he banging?
He was banging a couch.
He was banging a couch. Oh my God, that guy was banging a couch. Hello, Anonymous.
That's all he's got.
That other guy we just saw was banging a couch.
Yeah, what's this guy going to do? I would go.
Can you type? Can they talk to me through type?
No, I don't know. They didn't update their.
Technology.
That's in his bedroom.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
Oh, you know where that's.
It's 99% jerkers.
Guess
what I'm going to do?
Put it away.
Guess what I'm going to do?
I'm going to jerk it.
You ever seen a penis before?
Dave.
No, you better
frozen
keep going.
Sign up.
Yeah. I need Lisa over my shoulder. Oh, holy hell, you jackass. Come on.
Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
It's not helping
like
things.
I can't believe I was trapped in chat roulette, though, with a transsexual jerker.
Oh, boy.
Dude, there was another guy just holding his manhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all just blankets and beds.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I can't believe this is still a thing.
Oh, my God. But hello.
I don't know. Don't say hi to him.
Hello. How are you? Nope. You don't want to talk to me either.
No.
It's fine. I don't have dits. Sorry. Go ahead. Next jerker. Next jerker.
I saw your dog. You tried to hide it. Animal.
Here we go.
You're all animals. Come on now. Put it away, people.
Okay, so like up at the top.
It says your gender.
Up at the top. Yeah, it says random.
Random or blur partner.
Can you go to like just.
No, there's another guy.
I think
girls?
That's it, is that it's roulette.
Can I select? No, you select your gender, but
okay.
You can't select your part, the other person's gender. Can you? Can you go?
I don't know.
No.
Oh,
put
my
it away.
Goodness.
You've already like, finished. What are you doing on
it's like if Wheel of Fortune only had bankruptcy.
There's one spot to make money.
Right, one 150. And then the rest were bankrupt.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I'm not sure it's real.
He's staying perfectly still.
I think he was just a still shot of himself until he was going to like unlock it and it would be just a boner.
This is weird.
This is the most boners we've seen.
Yeah, random boners.
I don't know.
It should just be called randomboners.com.
It's true. It's another one.
It's so many people pleasuring themselves.
Oh,
there's
Jesus.
A way
come
to
on,
blur.
Dude. Put it away. Put
you can
it away.
T-
it's me playing PS4.
I was going to say. Looks like a dad playing PS4.
Oh. I just connected with James.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's just dong after dong.
Oh, that's cool.
He's like a guy from really Top Gun jerking it. I don't know. There's another guy's beard.
Big Top Gun fan, yeah.
Yeah, he was. He had the Top Gun glasses.
There's just a bump in his sheet. Wonder what that was. Come on.
We've seen two women on here.
He's got, I like your pen.
He's working from home.
See how old that guy was? That guy was old as dirt.
If you like my pen, how about this?
Yeah. It's my penis.
This is my penis.
God. I'm so happy that woman didn't finish on my face.
Yeah, no, it was close. It was real touch and go.
Dude, I mean, we were really counting it down.
It was about to happen.
It was like a bomb.
It looked like it was about to happen at any
time. Well, yeah, I was like, we're really playing with fire here.
I just can't wait till Dave goes viral for reacting to that when that transsexual puts that video on the internet.
Oh, my God, yeah.
No, Dave, not another video.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
That's much worse than an amputee stripper.
It is. Because you're like, no. Because all the volume went to them.
Oh,
so
Dave,
they got all
so
your
bad.
Volume. They got all your volume.
Oh, and they did take their hand to the side like they were trying to set something up. Like I thought they were grabbing a tissue, but it looked more like they're trying to like, oh, we got to
hit record. Here we go.
They were really speeding up at the end.
Oh, yeah, they did.
He even
flicked it a couple times.
I was like,
was the telltale.
I felt like a seismologist that was like getting all the readings from the volcano there for a minute.
You're like, wait a second.
I was like, look at these. Jesus Christ, we better hurry.
Get out of there, Dave. Get out of there.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.